Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now it's a world that thrills those that are involved in it, while it terrifies the beginner who thinks they could lose everything. Yes, it's the stock market. A new book promises to demystify the whole process. I'm delighted that Paddy Strong, he's the author of Successful Investing, How to Make Money in the Stock Market from Real Life Experience, joins me now. Paddy, how are you?
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to see you again, Paddy, and I know you of old. Maybe remind us a little bit about yourself. You had a corporate career with the bank. You're involved in financial services for many years.
Indeed I was. And when I retired, I tended to do more work abroad because with international consultancy firms, but mainly to do with banking.
Right.
So, and mainly in exotic countries that I'd never heard of. I remember one time going to Mongolia and thinking I was the first Irish guy to go to Mongolia. And there was a fellow on the plane, and I said to him, "You're Irish as well?" He said, "Yes." He said, "We run Mongolian Airlines. We were all in Aer Lingus." So I discovered that I wasn't the first guy to go to Mongolia.
You retired from banking in 2004.
Yes.
I'd say that was a close escape, given what happened in 2008. Well, did you consider yourself lucky to have had a full career and get out before the crash?
Well, the bank was good to me because it gave me a nice, steady income.
Yeah.
And there was no dangers of any problems arising. And I served my full term up to the age of 60 and very happy with it. I then had all these shares. And like everybody else in the country, I watched them dwindle from €18.75 down to 7 cents. And I said to myself, my God, there must be a better way of managing this. And I started to study the market.
So did you lose pretty much everything, Paddy, in terms of bank shares? Had you most of your equity and your investment in bank shares?
In bank shares, but down to 7 cents.
Right.
But I bought, for example, at that time, AIB, which was actually selling at €1, and I'm up 200% on it. So what I've discovered is you buy when the shares are down, not when your individual share is down, but when all shares are down.
Right.
That's when you get the bargains.
Yeah.
And that's what the book shows you, that we bought these shares between 2008 and 2020, put in 15 or 16 grand a year, never spent more than 3, 4, or 5,000 on a share. I've over 60 shares now. And in the book, I show that in January 2020, those shares, which cost me 195,000, were worth 245,000. And I'd made 25,000 in cash gains. And the dividend yield was 5.74%. And I, in the book, take a bit of Louis Armstrong and I say, "It's a wonderful world."
Right.
And then, within 3 weeks, COVID came and I lost 40% of the value of the portfolio. I lost €100,000. And then I had to decide, what do I do now? As the idiot who started losing all his bank shares, was I back where I was now? But I started to buy. And I started to switch out. I had Carnival Cruise Lines. They couldn't even disembark the passengers because of the COVID. I sold the dogs I had and I bought new shares and I bought shares with what I sold. And within 15 months, the market had bounced back.
Yeah.
And then it went ahead. And then the next thing that happened was, and I have at the beginning of each chapter, my greyhound Duff, who I walk on the pier. And when I'm doing the dividends, for example, I have Duff running away with all my dividend vouchers in his mouth. And these are illustrations. And I have the old fellow with the glasses saying, "Give me back my dividends." Okay. But then when COVID came, I have a TV sign with Putin invades Ukraine, right? Down went the shares again, right?
Yeah.
3 weeks later, they bounced back. So what I learned was that markets go up and markets go down. You buy when they're down. And if you want to, sell when they're up.
Yeah.
But otherwise, just hold on to them and pocket the dividends. I'm a dividend junkie.
Yeah, and just, I'm really interested in your kind of philosophy and your science around this. But if you take something like the cruise line industry during COVID, which was, I actually thought it would never recover again, that this was curtains for this industry. And even if you look at, you know, the cash bleed in the airline industries and, you know, the likes of Ryanair, because they had such a cash pile, were able to ride out. But the losses were absolutely savage.
What you have to understand is this. Human ingenuity solves these problems. The first thing that happens when you have a recession is the central bank drop interest rates, your mortgage rates, interest comes down. Businesses can raise money cheaply and they can invest. And governments get money and they can give you money towards your ESB bill and they can pay higher social welfare and so on and so forth. And eventually, just like an apartment, if the price comes down low enough, people get tempted. And it they bounce back once you don't panic.
Yeah. So, and this is the lovely thing about the book, which is called Successful Investing, How to Make Money in the Stock Market. And my guest is Paddy Strong. Paddy, in terms of the people being intimidated by the stock market, thinking that that's for other people or for wealthy people or people that have stockbrokers, is there, what assurances can you give to people that, you know, and it's that it's not a gambling thing, but it's an area that people could actually, you know, make sure that their hard-earned cash would work for them rather than see it being dwindled away?
Well, first of all, I never spend more than $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 on a share.
Yeah.
Fellas tell me they spend $20,000 on a share. I say, why don't you buy 4 shares, 5 shares?
Right. That's rule number one.
That's rule number one.
Yeah. Right?
Now, if we take the example of Coca-Cola, when was Coca-Cola founded, Bobby?
18-something.
18-something. People who have been drinking Coca-Cola since 18-something. They've gone through 2 world wars, 2 pandemics, and they're still mothering away. What makes me believe that Coca-Cola next year is going to go out of business? Secondly, if you have a big company like that, they bought the UK Irish cafe chain, which you know all about, Costa.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're not only just selling Coca-Cola, they're selling coffee and scones. Okay. So therefore, if the Coca-Cola goes down, they have the coffee and cones.
So that's a diverse portfolio.
Diverse portfolio. In the large, you buy large companies that pay good dividends, and you've tried to buy them when the prices are down. All prices, not just that company, all prices.
Just the importance of dividend. You say you're a dividend junkie. Just tell us more about that.
Well, at the age I am, I'll be 80 this year. Okay? So at the age I am, I want and I love hearing the dividends quack into my bank account month after month after month. And I can go on my cruises and I can go on my holidays and I don't have to dig into my capital so that my grandson, who's waiting outside the door for me now, can get some capital from me when I die. My children can get capital from me when I die. And if the shares come down, they get access to those dividends at an even cheaper price because they save tax. If the shares go up, they're quids in.
Yeah.
So I don't care about that. I care about the dividend.
Because it's income stream.
Income stream.
Yeah, yeah. So in what prompted you to write the book, Paddy, in terms of...
Well, what happened was I did an awful lot of lecturing on banking and finance over the years. And some of the universities came and they said, we can't get anybody to teach investment. Because after the crash, everybody ran away from the subject. So they asked me to teach it. So I quickly got out my books and learnt about it. And I started to teach. And I find that when you teach, Bobby, you learn an awful lot. Because students ask you questions that you have grave difficulty answering.
Yeah.
So you have to look up the books and you give them the answers. And you learn and learn and learn. So I actually discovered it helped me enormously. And then over an 8 or 12 year period, I built a portfolio. And the book shows a lot of my mistakes.
Yeah.
It shows the mistakes are the minority. The successes are the majority.
And also the fact that you had a live portfolio.
Yeah.
You know, gives you, I suppose, when you're teaching about the stock market, you're teaching in real time. You're investing in shares.
Yeah.
You're selling, you're buying.
Yeah.
And then you're articulating this to the class. So it's
Can I say to you, Bobby, We've launched our podcast, and guess what it's called?
Go on.
At the Investment Hound, after my friend Duff.
Okay. So Duff being the greyhound that is, he features prominently right throughout the book.
And my grandson, Adam, asks me the questions. So, for example, he said to me, so you're saying that I should buy shares when everybody else is selling their shares? And I said, that's absolutely right. And he said to me, did you tell Granny? So it's an informal way of teaching.
Okay. Well, look, it sounds to me to be, I haven't read it yet. I've just read some of the notes on it, but I'm going to read it because I think, you know, I think this kind of thing accessible, you know, taking all the jargon and all the hogwash out of it.
Making it fun.
And making it fun and involving the greyhound and all the rest of it, I think is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So Paddy Strong, author of Successful Investing, How to Make Money from the Stock Market from Real Life Experience. And I think that's the killer, isn't it, Paddy? Real life experience.
Correct. And At the Investment Hound.
At the Investment Hound is the podcast. Paddy Strong, thanks a million. Up next, it's Executive Chair time.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.